The do not call list can go into effect for now. A U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled that the federal government can enforce the registry while courts consider its constitutionality. Freedom from annoying phone calls during the dinner hour does come at a price, however. Economists say at least 500,000 people work as telemarketers. Some industry estimates range into the millions, and one trade group is predicting massive job losses. Already, some call centers are laying off workers. NPR's Chris Arnold reports the layoffs are unlikely to be as catastrophic as some claim. Still, tens of thousands of people could lose their jobs in coming months.
One thing about call centers is that they don't need to be in upscale business districts, so a lot of them end up in rural areas where land is cheap and salaries aren't that high. Industry figures show that across the country, 361 towns with populations of less than 10,000 people have call centers. One of those is the former factory town of Weston, West Virginia. Teleresponse Center, Inc. runs this call center in Weston, employing 160 people, most of whom earn about $7 an hour working the phones. That makes the center one of the four biggest employers in the county, now that a nearby glass factory has shut down. Willa Davis is the call center director.
People in this area, we get people from surrounding counties, especially that there just are no jobs in their counties. And, you know, they'll drive a half hour, 45 minutes, sometimes an hour to work here for $7 an hour just because there's nothing where they live.
Back in January, this call center had a severe round of layoffs. According to the company, the central reason was that state do-not-call lists that preceded the national list were hurting the business. 89 phone agents, nearly half the staff, lost their jobs. Management says they're not anticipating more layoffs, but with the government now vowing to enforce the national do-not-call list, 35-year-old Michelle Ralston is nervous.
I am worried about it because I'm a single mom with two kids. I'm recovering from cancer, so I'm just now getting back on my feet. I mean, I need this job. It's definitely, and there's not a lot of jobs around here, so it's a big thing for me. It's tough. It's scary.
According to the Direct Marketing Association, 26% of call center workers are single moms. 30% have recently been on public assistance. But many workers at this company say they're encouraged by what's happened since the layoffs. The company is drumming up more telemarketing business from nonprofits, which can still call anyone at home. It's also continuing commercial telemarketing after screening out numbers on the Do Not Call list. And in recent months, the firm's hired on 36 more call agents, and there's a now hiring poster on the front of the building.
I think that there is significant wiggle room out there.
Anthony Chan is chief economist for Bank One Investment Advisors. First, he says there are some big loopholes in the Do Not Call legislation. For example, you can get calls from a company you made a payment to in the past 18 months, so telemarketers can still call on behalf of banks or credit card companies. And for other reasons, too, Chan is highly skeptical of doomsday job loss predictions, such as one from the American Teleservices Association projecting that 2 million people could lose their jobs as a result of the Do Not Call lists.
I have no doubt that there will be vastly fewer job losses than the worst case scenario estimate that's being touted. 37 states already have a Do Not Call list, and the world did not end in those states. What will happen here is that the world will change and that the mechanism or the techniques used to obtain customers will be different.
Chan expects call centers will do more nonprofit fundraising and business-to-business telemarketing. He expects to see more jobs created where salespeople show up at malls or sporting events to try to sign up customers. Still, as the industry adapts, Chan says there will be layoffs.
I would not be surprised if we're looking at a number that's going to range somewhere between 50 and 100,000 people over the next 6 to 12 months that might end up losing their jobs and moving to another sector. With a growing economic recovery, many of those will be hired because that's exactly what happens as the economy progresses.
Even if that's true and the economy continues to recover, there are likely to be communities hit hard by some of these layoffs. And it looks like the list is moving closer toward becoming a permanent reality. A federal judge had blocked the list, but now a panel of appeals court judges has allowed the list to go into effect temporarily and suggested the federal government stands a good chance of winning its case for the Do Not Call list. Chris Arnold, NPR News.